Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller's here with details on Uncle Sam's list and more analysis of the new shared services implementation guide. And the first thing I thought of when I heard you talking about this and writing about this is I tried to sell some stuff on Craigslist this weekend. Is this anything like that, posting stuff so that anybody in government can see what's available?
It sounds a little foreboding, Uncle Sam's list. You made the list, Francis, right? Well, actually, it's a database of shared services that are out there. I mean, the problem is OMB has put it on their Max intranet site so that it's behind the firewall. Only if you have a .gov address can you get to it. So we really don't know what's on there. Is it like a Craigslist? Is it more like just a list of what shared services are there? So I did go back to OMB and say, hey, give me some more details on what's in this database. So here's what I got. Uncle Sam's List is an internal community within the max.gov site for that's a collaboration site maintained by the CIO Council's Shared Services Subcommittee. USL, because they have to have an acronym for everything.
Of course.
Provides information on IT shared services, providers, and related existing contract vehicles. There are listings for approximately a dozen commodity IT service areas and a dozen support IT services areas. The Shared Services Subcommittee determines which areas, providers, and contracts get listed on the Uncle Sam's list. So long story short is it's a one-stop shop to go find what shared services are available and in which categories. There are kind of three separate categories, which we'll get to in a second.
Okay.
Now, if you look through the shared services implementation guidance, which the CIO Council put out last week, you'll notice that you'll find several well-known shared services: financial management, human resources, cybersecurity. But while those have been around for some time, I think people either know it or they don't. They know that they can go to them. They know who provides them, or they don't. So I think that, and if they don't know, they don't care. They're not going there. So these are not new. These are not, these are based on the Lines of Business Initiative from several years ago. So I guess the larger question that at least came to me was, what's the database going to do to help agencies not only know it's there, but know other things that are there? So is it not just a list, or is it more of are there more data there so people can find it and understand it and comprehend it and then move to the next? Okay, yes, I think I can use that. Let me talk to those people, or let me put an RFI out to those four shared service providers. So go beyond the fact that, the National Finance Service offers HR services and here's a list of, and then you have to go to the National Finance Center website. Okay, what do they do? Okay, I read that. I call them up. Okay, and then I'm not sure that fits my needs. So that's part of what's happening. Now, the OMB official tells me that agencies can navigate through service areas, see mappings to providers and acquisition vehicles. And the mapping to providers and acquisition vehicles actually, I think, could be actually very helpful because, again, it goes back to capabilities and how does that meet the agency needs. And it also a way to track provider services and service levels over time. So, for instance, you could say, well, the Interior Business Center, which I know you just had on, they offer financial services. Let me see what they offer. Well, I'm not quite – those services are good, but maybe it doesn't meet all my needs. The agency can go back 6 months later and say, oh, well, they added these two other services now. That meets my needs better. Now I'm ready to have a conversation. So I think it just gives – it's a place to find out a lot more information a lot more easily.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned the implementation guide that's just out from the CIO Council. How does that intersect with Uncle Sam's List?
Well, I mean, it's all part of – the Uncle Sam's List was developed because it's part of the implementation guide.
Okay.
What the implementation guide is much bigger than just this new database. I mean, the database is a piece of it. The 48-page document, which we have linked up on federalnewsradio.com, is really a follow-on to the shared services strategy that OMB released in May 2012. The OMB official says the implementation guide provides agencies with information on how to establish a new shared service or improve existing services from the perspective of both the provider, so the service provider, and the consumer, the agency customer. So they do that because the guide gives agencies kind of an idea of steps to take, whether the shared service can meet those needs, all the moving pieces that go into making that decision, including technical capabilities, acquisition, and even service level agreements. And even they give you kind of information on the payment model, because the payment model is not always straightforward. It's not just an intra-agency or transaction. It could be the fee for service idea. It could be other things, the way that things get paid. Now, as we talked about earlier, three types of shared services: commodity IT, which includes your more data centers, network software, hardware, mobile, support services. That's more traditional, like financial management, HR, grants, And then now they also added mission capabilities for a shared service, which kind of sounds weird, because usually if you have mission capabilities, it's your mission, then I have my mission. But what OMB has found is that missions sometimes, you know, they overlap, at least in some areas, or have a overlapping piece to a broader area. So for instance, let's take identity management at the border. That's something that Homeland Security does and really manages pretty much. But what if the State Department plays a role with visa processing, you know, when you're trying to come into the border from a country that requires a visa to come into the U.S., or the U.S. requires a visa for their country to come to the U.S.? Well, there's maybe some overlap there, so maybe there's a shared service that DHS and state could use together, but really nobody else would borrow it. Or maybe it's something just internal to DHS where, you know, Customs Border Protection, ICE, TSA all could use a similar service. Mm-hmm. And what Uncle Sam's List is doing is opening up that aperture to say, oh, I didn't know that existed, or I didn't know that you did that. I could call you and at least get the conversation started. We may find we have similarities and we may find we don't.
All right. Just have about a minute left. You mentioned cybersecurity toward the beginning of our conversation, and I think that's interesting because that fits with the whole FedRAMP idea, which is these should be replicable and easily obtainable by agencies across government. And so I can see if there are some cyber services available now, anybody that's accredited by a 3PAO in the FedRAMP program should be able to go right in this once that's ready to roll.
And that's exactly what I mean. That's what FedRAMP is. It's a shared service. Yeah. So the idea that you do once, use many. Cybersecurity under shared services have been around the line of business, which DHS has run for the last 4 or 5 years, 6 years almost now probably. And they've been providing, like continuous monitoring as a service. That's fairly new, but that's an example of a shared service. Mm-hmm. They did a situational awareness and incident response is a shared service that they offer. Now, they're not doing it for you, but they have contracts, blanket purchase agreements, where you can buy this common service from that's already met some terms and conditions and has some pricing in place versus you going out on your own and I go out on my own. So in this case, it's not necessarily where the Interior Business Center, which is providing financial management services, more like, oh, here's a common contract that we all can use.